And this begins simply by acknowledging, as we sit here, the dimension of silence, which is inner stillness. Simply to notice that there is, apart from the words, there is silence. In other words, the words are the foreground, the silence is the background. And when you notice that there is silence in between and underneath the words, that moment of noticing is the arising of presence in you. The moment you notice silence, you become still inside. It's only because you became still inside that you can even notice that there is silence apart from the words. The strange thing is, thought cannot even notice that there is silence, because thought is noise. So if I ask you the question, can you find out if there's silence in this room apart from the words? If you want to truly answer that question, you have to go, yes. But while you went, you were not thinking. There was an alert presence. Then, of course, when you said yes, that was thought again. That's all right. So whenever you notice, and not only as we sit here, because you may already have noticed, and if you have, that's a clear sign that presence is arising in you, you may already have noticed that there is quite a lot of silence around here, even if you step outside. Especially if you've come from a city, you may notice that strongly, that there is, and or in your room, oh, it's very silent here. And if you did notice that, it means how could you have noticed it if you'd not, for that moment at least, that's enough. There was no thought. If there had been thought, continuous stream of thinking, which is still the destiny of many humans, their fate, you would not even have known it, or without knowing it, you would have felt uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. And you would have jumped to the TV set, if you have one in your room. By the way, I recommend strongly that you don't use it. You would have jumped to the TV set and put it on. Ah, some noise. And you didn't even know why you felt uncomfortable. But if you noticed it, who noticed it? Not you, the mind-made entity, the egoic entity. No. Something deeper in you, the presence, the stillness in you, noticed. Otherwise, you would not have noticed it. Someone was visiting Thailand. He told me he was visiting monasteries, and he climbed up this hill a long, long way from any city. On the hill, he saw a beautiful monastery. He climbed up this hill. He arrived at the top of the hill, entered the monastery. Silence, absolute silence. Monks walking around. Oh, wow. He said, this is paradise. I'm going to stay here. And suddenly, cheap loudspeakers started coming on that were hidden in the trees with the Thai version of kind of pop songs. This cannot be. And he ran to a monk and said, what is happening? He said, we are expecting a group of lay devotees from Bangkok, and they become very uncomfortable when it's totally silent here. So to make them feel better, we put on that music. So my friend, the pilgrim, went on. It wasn't paradise. It never is external, if you're looking for it externally. So the people from Bangkok complained. Don't like it here, it's just... there was so much mental noise, it became uncomfortable. So one of the things here during our retreat, essential, absolutely, is to notice the silence, not only while we come together here, also when you walk from one building to another, when you're in your room, or going for a walk in nature, notice the background of silence, because in nature you have some, yes, beautiful, gentle sounds, and you hear those, you pay attention to that, but you also pay attention to the underlying silence. Then that dimension arises in you. And you can walk there as a walking field of stillness, alert stillness. And no longer walking there, carrying the heaviness of your mind, the noise factory, and the heaviness of your personal history that you need to think about while you're walking in nature. Your problematic life situation, the dilemma of your existence. There's no life situation that is not problematic, and if it's not problematic right now, wait a little and it'll turn problematic again. Because whenever you're only identified with that level, that dimension, everything is problematic. And if it's not now, it'll become problematic. I gave the example of the honeymoon. The honeymoon is not problematic, and a little later it turns into problematic. The great job that you've just got with a big paycheck is not problematic, and a year later you become sick with stress, or there's so much infighting that it becomes hell. Or in many ways in which situations can turn around and become problematic again, and that's the one damn thing after another. And that's the truth of Buddha, who said, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, whatever situation you go into, whatever place, you have, whatever, anything, it's dukkha, suffering. If it's not suffering now, just wait. And of course, he talked about being lost in the world. So one, our practice here, to notice the silence. And noticing is enough. Then thoughts come back. And then again there's more alertness. So you will notice as you hear a continuous shift probably between thoughts arising and presence. And if it's 90% thoughts and 10% presence, that's great already, because we are in an evolutionary shift. So the new is arising in you. But as presence arises, the ability to witness thoughts so that thoughts don't overpower you completely grows. Before, in the absence of presence, every thought has you completely in its grip. And the emotion usually comes with it, that goes with that thought. And then, as presence arises, comes the ability to notice your thoughts in the same way that you notice an external noise. And then you may notice, oh, there's a lot of noise up here. The noticing comes always from presence, from the stillness. So when you notice, that your mind is noisy. Wow, it's noisy. How do you know that? Because you have some access to that dimension that is unconditioned, the consciousness that is unconditioned, which is present. See, we have another little point. The unconditioned consciousness that is presence. And from there you can see, oh, what your mind is doing. And the mind then is no longer a serious business. You can even start to smile at what it does. It's mechanical.